A coalition hoping to improve the local employment picture has been working since last fall on the Career Expo scheduled for September 26th. Expo coordinator David Alstad of the Wyndham Workforce Investment Board says it's not just about matching workers with jobs. It's about developing a workforce that will eventually command better wages and opportunities. Alstad says that 25 exhibiting employers will be ready to talk about long-term career opportunities.
We've also invited a number of the regional colleges and technical schools to exhibit, and hopefully this is part of the connecting the dots. We hope that if folks hear about their sort of dream occupation, if they don't have the necessary skills or credentials, that they take a stop by some of our education institutions to hear about the kinds of program offerings that they have, which will give them the necessary skills to do those jobs.
The group has also made an effort to attract job seekers from surrounding states. Alstad says many workers in the area cross state lines to go to work. That mobility has often worked against Wyndham County, in part because educated workers can earn more for comparable jobs outside the region. Jeff Lewis, director of the Brattleboro Development Credit Corporation, says there are some very good jobs in the region.
As we look at the economy of southeastern Vermont, the most striking element of it is that we lack sufficient workforce to fuel the high-quality employers that we have in the region. We have a roughly 20-year history of losing workforce. And because we've lost workforce, we've lost jobs.
The situation is predicted to get much worse with the loss of some 630 of the region's highest paying jobs when Vermont Yankee closes. A regional task force issued a grim report in 2012 on how the closing would ripple through the region's economy. It's been assumed that many of Yankee's highly trained engineers would leave the region to work at other plants. The economic impact would be more gradual if Entergy, the plant's owner, decides to decommission the plant right away. The process can take a decade and would keep some workers employed. But if Entergy mothballs the plant for several decades, a method called safe store, the impact would be more dramatic. Jeff Lewis of the Brattleboro Development Credit Corporation says there are many unanswered questions.
We don't know. And the plant doesn't know. These are conversations we'd like to have with the workforce, with the plant. There's a lot of loose ends here that have to be worked out.
Meanwhile, business groups are following many of the recommendations made by the 2012 report on the plant's closing. Much of it involves the slow work of building a better trained workforce and a higher wage economy. Sponsors say the Career Expo is a step in that direction. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keith.